The government of Ghana and the United States of America have signed a Security Governance Initiative Agreement in Accra. The U.S. initiated a security agreement with six African countries, which include Nigeria and Niger, will last more than 3 years. The Minister for Foreign Affairs, Madam Hannah Tete, signed on behalf of Ghana, and the U.S. Ambassador Robert Porter Jackson initialed for his country. Madam Tete said the agreement will focus on three areas: cybersecurity, maritime and border surveillance, and control. She added that the country is expected to receive $3 million as the first installment of security grant assistance to kickstart the program. A report by Nathaniel Nati.
Countries signed a security agreement with the United States. An amount of $65 million is expected to be disbursed to these African countries to help improve their security alert response and fighting crimes in general. The agreement comes at a time when security challenges have been a continental issue. More often than not, countries tend to focus on economic development with less focus on the security. Several meetings were held between the security personnel of participating countries and that of the USA to identify areas of assistance. It emerged that Ghana is the only African country among the six to focus on cybercrime. The sector minister, Hannah Tete, elaborated on the areas chosen by Ghana.
We have focused on what we consider to be the key areas where we require the support of the United States government through the Security Governance Initiative to be able to strengthen the systems that we have in place for investigation, for the gathering of evidence, for prosecution, and ultimately for the protection of our country.